Welcome to the Kate and Colby Show,
where we talk about things that matter,
practice the art of coming more alive,
and reflect on just how strange and wonderful life can be.
We're glad you're here. Pod fam, this is episode number 60 of the Kate and Colby Show. Man, can you believe it? We've now done 5 dozen of these episodes. Five dozen. Who counts it like that, by the way? It's kind of like how, you know, like when you have a baby, if you've ever had one, and you measure them in months, like, oh, she's 6 months old, or he's 13 months, or they're 23 months, you know. At some point, we do eventually stop, like, with the months thing, although I think it would be funny to, you know, turn 21 years old and be like, no, I'm now 250. Well, I didn't do the math. Anyway, you get the point. What if we, like, measured things in dozens? Like, the day after Christmas. Yay, Christmas is just a dozen months away. Or half a dozen days from now, we'll be... Anyway, something to consider. If you out there, pod fam, need a new way to measure, I invite you to consider... dozen. Okay. So anyway, this here is episode 60. And if you didn't know this, all our previous episodes are available on platforms like iTunes and Stitcher and Spotify. Or if you just prefer, you can go to kateandcolby.com and get all of them there. But this one right here, this episode is the half dozenth episode of our half dozen season, which would be episode 6 of season 6 for those keeping track. And in this episode, Kate and I invited our IRL friends, Don Fletcher and Crystal Canez, onto the show to talk about how loving our bodies and caring for this vessel that we travel around in, how this is a type of soul care. Now, a quick word about the audio. I do apologize that at times it can be kind of hard to hear our guests. So if you're really struggling to hear one particular thing that you really want to catch, I'd encourage you to go watch the video on YouTube or Facebook, because then you can kind of see their lips moving and match it with their voice, and it's a little easier to understand. But we had a great time. Kate and I had a great time together with Dawn and Crystal, and I really just loved how they brought like a whole different angle to our show's focus of holistic soul care. Coming up on March 10th, which is just a couple days from now when I'm recording this intro, our live show guests will be Shalene and Holland, the co-hosts of the Desert Voices podcast. And these two incredible women are all about hosting curious conversations of spirituality. And if you have not met them yet, I think you're really going to dig what they bring to the table. So don't miss that. And then after that show, Kate and I are going to take a couple weeks off from doing the live show, but then we're coming right back, just right back, Wednesday, March 31st. And that's just going to launch a whole nother round of amazing guests. I kid you not, as I've been booking our guests, I'm just like, what is going on here? These people are amazing. This is just so much fun. And speaking of fun, friends, pod fam, that's what we have on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific. Really hope, if you haven't done it yet, that you're going to join us live soon. All right. Love, peace to you, and enjoy the show. Future is now, as that song said. We've arrived at the future. Welcome to the future. And welcome to the Kate and Colby Show, live.
I love that you're here. It just makes me actually cry when I hear, read, you say.
Are Wednesdays your favorite day of the week?
So much fun.
Wednesdays are my favorite day of the week.
It's so much fun. And I love things like Anna saying, so happy it's Wednesday. I make sure not to make plans on Wednesday.
Oh.
How great is that?
That's Hi, Bethany. The greatest. Hello, Bethany.
Polly, that is great news. Tested negative on your COVID test. So glad
that
for you.
That is good
you.
News.
I love the watching Yellowstone with my wife.
Shh. That's amazing. I've heard good
headphones.
Things about Yellowstone.
What is Yellowstone? Are you like, is that a show?
That's a show, I believe, with Kevin Costner.
Costner?
I believe it's with Kevin Costner. Anyway, that's not why we're here tonight, although maybe it is. Maybe tonight will become all about exploring Yellowstone. But anyway,
you're weird.
What's scheduled, thank you, babe. What's scheduled tonight is we're going to do a viewer check-in like we do every single week. Then we're going to do, we're coming back with round 2 of our segment, Whose Team Are You On?
I did not want to do this segment ever at all, and then it was so much fun, so now I'm like, okay.
Was it fun because you kicked my butt?
It was fun because I won.
Four stars to one. Okay, we're gonna need you to vote and participate when we get to that segment.
No, it was fun
segment.
Because everybody's interaction. That's why it was fun.
Okay,
but yes,
that's great.
Because I won.
Then we're gonna have a parent corner where we talk about being a parent. That's pretty apparent from the name.
Yes, but also don't leave because it's just universal thoughts that come into our heads from parenting.
Yeah, you don't have to be a parent. And then we've got our special guest tonight. Did you want to say anything by way of bio for them? Or do you want to save that for...
No, we'll save it for in a bit.
All right. We're going to be saved. We're going to be saved. Maybe they will save us.
Probably. I'm kind of banking on it. Remember I was telling you right before the show? I'm kind of banking on it.
Yes, yeah. We need some Dawn and Crystal salvation in the house. So our dear friends, Dawn and Crystal, who are CrossFit / life trainers, until they tell me otherwise, are going to be our special guests tonight. And we are stoked to have them, and we're stoked to have you. And we want to say welcome to...
Everybody loves Yellowstone. Maybe we need to check this out.
Oh, okay. We'll add it to our things to watch. But for now, glad you're here. It did feel a bit long. You said that last week.
Remember last week when I was like, babe, we've had that same intro video
for the entirety of season 6, which is now 6 episodes. Whoop. Half a dozen. We're half a dozen.
It's a long ass.
And I'm like, the only thing that changed was the soundtrack. I made a different soundtrack for it, but it just felt long.
Yeah. Also, anyway. I am awkward and I still haven't gotten used to the whole... Guys, I'm attached to all this weird stuff. Remember our interview with Matthew Paul Turner? And was it Matthew Paul Turner's interview?
When the episode was over, but we weren't. Yes,
that but was, we hadn't stopped.
It was our
being
first time
live,
having a guest.
And Kolb knew that, but I thought that we were like completely donezo. So
we said goodbye
to
Matthew. We went to a different scene.
I just started ranting about how bad my ear hurt the whole time we were interviewing Matthew.
And I'm like, I don't think she knows we're still live.
So glad Camera's more things rolling. Didn't transpire after. Oh, hi, Jesse.
Hello, Jesse Hawkins.
Trying to do
Jesse's emoji.
Before we just do weird things.
All right, this is the time in the show where we ask you to sound off in the comments and respond to tonight's question, which is this. What's something new that you tried that you didn't know what to expect, but turns out you loved it?
I know why you asked this question.
It's a leading question. But for real, like... Tell us about something that, for the first time, you tried this thing and it turned out like you loved it and it really surprised you.
Do I have something like that? I know why you asked the question, because you want to talk about this thing. But I wonder if I have one like that.
So while you're typing and while Kate's thinking, I'll share what mine is.
Okay, yeah.
So yesterday was Kate's birthday. Welcome to the next year of your life.
Thank you.
And for Kate's birthday, I wanted to surprise her. Kate doesn't historically like surprises.
I hate surprises.
Okay. I love
surprising people.
Yes.
I hate being surprised.
So I have had to pick and choose when I execute the surprise maneuver. And this time around, I chose to execute the surprise maneuver because I knew that the thing itself would be... It would just really make my wife feel good that I, on my own, initiated this thing and participated in this thing with her.
Yep.
And the thing that we did yesterday is I arranged for us to go and do a horseback ride through a trail down in the southern part of San Diego. Like, we rode horses yesterday. And that's a big deal because...
But Kolb is not an animal person.
I don't really like animals.
Y'all, he hates animals.
We're not doing the whose team are you on for animals. Don't answer that. Don't vote for that.
He knows he's alone. So let him be.
But I knew that Kate would love to go on a horseback ride.
Yep.
But I also knew that she would love having me be also on a horse with her doing the experience together. So I knew those two things were true. What I didn't expect to be true was how much I was going to love riding a horse.
Even more than I loved riding a horse yesterday on my birthday, I loved watching him ride a horse. It was just magic.
I can't explain it. It was just super
fun. It's like your soul came alive.
Yeah, it was very much like. And I feel like the horse, Granuda was her name. And she was super responsive to me. She was easy. We were laughing about this, how my horse was really like ready and willing to go and do wherever I wanted her to go and do. Mm-hmm. So I would hold the reins. I eventually was holding them just one hand and just a little shift to the left and she would go to the left, little shift to the right. She would go to the right, a little pull back. She'd stop, give her a little kick and she'd be like, all right.
She's a push button horse.
Push button horse is what our guide kept saying. It's like I was riding a video game and she was just super down for it. And then, but your horse named Kahuna.
Well, my horse was the best. Okay. He was feisty. He's way bigger. I was way taller than you.
He was giganticer.
He was going to do what he was going to do no matter what. There was no, I mean, Kahuna did what Kahuna did. And I was just along for the ride.
You weren't
so
staring that
most
horse.
Of the time I just laid down on Kahuna and just surfed. Wait, you don't lay down when you're surfing.
He kept, you do in the beginning parts.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like lying on a surfboard.
You, but like your horse Kahuna kept sort of eating the branches and the leaves as we were walking along. And the guide kept asking you to have Kahuna not eat that. And you're like, I don't know what to do. Like,
yeah. We've got improv.
Ooh, love great answer.
That. Dawn, I'm going to ask you about that when we talk.
And Crystal said skiing.
Skiing. Wonderful. I love these next
the
two.
Air fryer.
The air fryer.
And Mel's going to love it.
And then get this.
A bidet.
Air fryer and bidet were right next to each other. It's so great.
Fun.
In quarantine, I began reading and podcasting. It's changed my life and perspective on so much. I love it. It's beautiful. Oh, thank you for the happy birthday. It happened quite a long time ago, but The Lord of the Rings, I didn't think I would like it. Love it, Shine. Benjamin,
I'm going to show you my Shire poster, animals. But I'm tied in, tethered in.
It's in the behind-the-scenes shots in our stories.
Oh, cool. All right.
Sorry that horses are terrifying to you, Seth. Did you have a bad experience? You've got a couple maybe. Team Colbys. The Team Colbys on the No Animals.
Early start. Early,
yeah, so you're
early.
Winning that one, even though it's not actually our team thing. Progressive Christianity, Melanie. I love
good
that.
Good call.
I want to know more
good
about
call.
That.
Good call. There's a lot of hatred.
Email me
for
your story. Kate at sojourngrace.com. Yeehaw, y'all. Kimchi. The Queen's Gambit. Billie Eilish. Those are all three just freaking
didn't
brilliant.
Know I was going to love them. Tried them. Loved them.
That's amazing.
I like that.
I love it.
I can't remember if and when I've had kimchi. I'm almost certain I have. I just can't remember.
I think we had some of Rachel's in Hawaii.
Did you have something to share?
Oh, yeah. Because I realized that for me, it's this podcast hosting. I did not know. We started it. You were excited about it, wanted to do it. I wanted to do it for sure. We both kind of had the idea separately, came together. But I only wanted to do it as like, you know, do you ever do things just as like a means to an end? Like it's just to serve a purpose.
Most things I do, that's the reason.
Really? Yeah. So I just had no idea I would enjoy it so much. And I just love this. I love everything about it. So it's fun.
That's rad.
Yeah.
That's rad.
Next segment.
Maybe we should do our next live podcast while horseback riding then so that both of our.
I don't think that's a great idea.
Here we go.
Is it this
I'm
one?
Needing you. Come out.
It's called something else.
Called
but,
Bang! Whose team? Whose team are you on? Okay, last time we did
this
segment.
This is the dorkiest game ever, and I love it.
Okay, good. Good. Last time, the category was food.
What wine am I drinking?
Food and drink. It is
something cheap. Tell you that much. It's from Aldi.
No, this one came from Costco.
Oh, Costco. Okay. Well, still cheap.
It's not Apothecary, but it's something like that. Anyway, it's good. It's a red, but yeah, it's in the. We don't really pay more than $8 for our wine. But hey, cocktails with Colby, I get top shelf liquor. But anyway, where are we? Oh yeah, this segment. Whose team are you on? Last time we did this, the category was food and drink, and Kate got 4 stars and Colby got 1 star.
What?
So we're just
which was funny because I starting out I thought
you
I
thought
was
you would
be
the weird one, yeah. But mm-hmm.
turns out y'all are with me.
For
y'all
you.
Are weird like me. You're
so tonight's category, as you can see, is at the movies. And here we go. This is simple. All you gotta do is respond in the comments with Team Kate or Team Colby. We're going to add it up as we go and award stars to the winner. We got five questions. The first is this. When it comes to scary movies, hard pass?
Hard yes.
That was fun. But anyway, I can't do scary movies. I can't sleep like that night. I will just, the things will just replay in my mind over and over again. I don't like the way it makes my body all jittery and anxious, and I just get scared. I get scared.
I love the jittery and anxious feeling. Even I'm like, oh, I feel so terrified.
Meanwhile, I'm just like sweating.
You got a lot of Colbys on this one, baby.
Oh, good. I'm happy about that.
Yeah, you're winning. I've got Bethany. Not surprised.
You and Bethany are.
I know. She's my soul sister. Telling you,
the same person.
And Seth is also Team Hard. Yes.
Okay, we need to be counting though. Two okay. Hard passes. So I got our guests tonight are both with me. Thank you, Dawn and Crystal. So I've got two.
Okay, and then
Hermogene,
got,
three. Mandy, four. You've got Seth. You've
got Bethany.
You've got
Dula. Oh, in the daytime, that counts,
you got
Anissa.
Anissa. Totally counts, because
yes.
I wouldn't even watch it.
Doesn't matter.
I got Laura. I got
Doesn't
Melissa.
Matter what time of day.
But if you tried the Trader Joe's, yes, we don't. We're all good with Trader Joe's $2 Chuck.
Oh, yeah.
Team Colby, Team Colby. Yes, thank you, Jesse. Hard pass.
Oh, that's
a hard yes. Babe, I'm in double digits.
You are way. I got Shane, but still. Oh my God.
Yes.
This is so funny.
First star.
So...
Will you give me the first star?
Yes. This is like, I just got annihilated. Like absolutely annihilated.
Feeling good. Feeling good here. I'm not going to get
Benjamin
overconfident.
Benjamin also not shocked. Everybody who's team me, I'm not shocked by this.
Kelsey was just talking to someone about this. She's watched all the Saw movies, and now I like the suspense, but I watch them with my eyes closed. That's awesome.
You're still on my team, Kelsey. Hi, by the way.
Yeah,
I love
like,
you.
We used to watch Walking Dead, and I even, like, when they would show a zombie, I would, like, look. I would blur my eyes a little bit and not look at right at the face
Which
of the
Which I
zombies.
Was shocked that I got you to watch that show with me. That was, yeah. I don't even know how that happened. Okay. Perfect
Seth,
love drives out all fear.
You
watch
put that
more
on the screen.
Horror.
That was well said, Seth. Perfect love casts out all fear. Watch more horror. I don't think that's the solution.
I like
all right.
You, Seth.
Next question is ideal snack. Popcorn all day, pass the can day. Bit of a stretch, but I'll take it. I couldn't get all these to rhyme, but so I eventually gave up.
You made them do that.
Well, this is about as good as it gets. And then, I just gave up.
Really?
But anyway, what's your ideal movie snack?
Popcorn.
You're all about the salty?
I'm all about the salty always in life. Salty, salty, salty. Popcorn. Buttery, salty.
I like popcorn. Candy, but even more specifically, Junior Mints. I only like Junior Mints while watching a movie, and I just prefer to eat. Yeah, that's my go-to movie snack. I don't mind the popcorn. I'll eat the popcorn.
I'm getting a lot of Team
would,
Kates on
I would
this one.
Prefer the candy.
Okay, I've got Crystal and Dawn this time.
Wait, you got Mandy.
I've got Mandy.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yep. I've got Hermogene. I've got Anissa. I knew that.
Literally
I've
all
got,
day.
I've
you
got Seth.
Day.
I've got Laura. Hi, Laura.
I got one. I got
you
Melissa.
You got Melissa. I've got Kels.
I got Steven.
You got Steven. I got Melanie.
Both
oh,
though?
Benjamin's like both. Yeah,
we'll
let's just not count him. Oh, we each take him.
I
kicked him out. You're
just
like,
discount him. I'm like, we can share Benjamin.
He cancels
no.
us out.
All or nothing.
Junior Mints are gross. Amen, Anissa.
But not during a movie.
As
Anissa,
gross as
have
that
you tried him during a movie?
We had last night, Anissa.
Jesse, I got Benaiah. I think you've got this one. That's a lot. Even though I've got a few latecomers, you had a bunch up top. Yeah.
That one was kind of split, but we'll just.
Oh, no, no.
As a pity.
No, no, no.
You think it was.
You me? Legit, yeah.
I'm going to give myself a halo.
Yep.
Okay.
That's a halo. It's more like a Wonder Woman.
Oh,
tiara.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that even better. We'll go even
I
a little bit lower.
I can see your tiara, tiara.
Okay. What's next one?
Nice. All right. Good Sour Patch Kids, hot tamales. Yeah, I like that. Thank you. Anissa, I've had popcorn for dinner and breakfast before. So.
She's my girl.
All right. Number two, or round three. I'm sorry. Round three. Goodbye that. How about old versus new? So. Do you just want to stick with what? Would you just rewatch movies that you know and love over and over again? Or would you roll the dice and hope that you've just found the next great movie? You are much more like, I know this. I love this. I'll watch it for the 32nd time.
It's actually really hard to get me to watch a new movie.
And I'm like, but we've already
watched the same one. Okay, I realize this is not going to be
it. The next best movie is out there. We just haven't seen it yet.
That's actually just objectively true. And I just like to be comforted by all the old. Oh, but I've got some people on my team. Mandy and Melissa are with me. Ooh, and Laura. Early lead. Crystal and Don are split this time. We finally split them up.
You got counters. You got four. I got one.
Crystal, team Kate. Okay.
Guys, I'm not against rewatching movies. I'm just saying.
You pretty much are.
You hit like two watches, move on.
You don't even do two watches. It takes a lot to get you to watch a movie twice. It's basically like if you're reintroducing it or
Thank you, Steven.
Brad Pitt.
That's correct. I'll rewatch
so
all the Brad
far,
Pitt movies.
Old movies are best. It's true.
I lost count. I got two with Bill. So I got three with Steven. Do you know where you're at?
Oh no. Should I be counting me? Okay, sweet.
I think you've
three,
got this one.
Three, four. Though. Five, six, seven, eight.
Come on, people.
Nine. What's your two?
How many people are with you?
I can't figure out what to watch. So
to quote Bonnie, newer is always better. I knew I loved you, Justin.
Oh,
that's four.
We love you so much.
I often, other than like the horrible ways, I often was likened to Barney, but not in all the horrible ways.
Shame is to me.
Don't shush me, Mandy. That's fine. You can shush me, Mandy. Wait, Seth says roll the dice, but then team Kate.
Oh, roll the dice is Kolb.
I'm watching something new. Kate's just rewatching Harry Met Sally for the 12th time. 12th. It's not even close to how many times you've watched it. I don't want to get canceled again. Yeah, you better
not
vote, buddy.
Sorry, I kicked you out last
time. You better not vote. I think you won this one again.
Oh, Anise is wavering back and forth now. Old, new, it's hard.
I think you won this one. Oh, Lenny comes in with a late. Hey,
hi,
Lenny.
Benny.
Welcome to the show, man. Although you voted for Kate, so maybe I'm not as angry.
There we go. Okay, what's next?
You got the next star. Okay. That's right. I feel like I'm going to come back on this one. Here we go. I feel good about this one. Don't let me down.
Do you all wish that we would just get straight to the guests and not do these things? Can we vote on that? Later. We'll vote on that later.
When it comes to endings, do you like your endings to kind of be what I would call satisfactory, like a good sort
this
of...
This is all going to be
cool.
You.
The movie ended and I feel good about it. Or...
I like things to be... Okay, so I feel like it's more realistic and I like realistic movies. I like things to be... There to be tension and like, oh, that relationship was never repaired and that ended and shit. And who knows how that ended? Don't know. Movie ended. Never know. We will never know. I'm
but you,
the mystery
you're a hardcore Five Wing has to know. So it's fascinating to me.
No, it doesn't. That doesn't count.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
It's research about the world.
All right. Let's start counting this up. Here we go. That's all right, Lenny. You can walk the dog. Mandy says, no, these are fun. All right. So I got one. I got Dula Anissa C.
And I got Benjamin.
Saw that coming. I got my mom. What up, mom? Steven, I feel like you and I have been just Justin Timberlake, JC Chavez all
we
night.
We split Crystal and Don again. Crystal's team me. Don is with you for
I'm counting
sure.
mine. I don't know if you're counting yours. I think you're at two.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
So Mandy's like tension, frustration, compulsion, uncertainty. So Kate.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to count you. I'm going to go ahead and count you, Mandy.
Nicely wrapped. I get Lenny on this one.
Oh, so.
Team Kate. Okay. You get one from Melissa. Anissa, I like books to have tension and mystery, but books need to be all done. Cool story, Anissa.
She meant one of those to be movies, and I truly can't figure out which one.
Movies. Your answer has tension and mystery, Anissa.
I think she's.
So does that mean your team?
I think she's saying books can have the tension and mystery. Movies need to be all done.
Okay. So do I get Anissa?
That's team.
All right, then I'm six. Melanie, I get Melanie. Good ending. Room for the imagination. You get Shane. Bill Pitts, Team Kate. It depends on the movie. Mm-mm, we don't get nuance in these. This is Team Kate or Team Colby. So I'm just skipping yous.
We like to live into false dichotomies
right.
over here at the Kate and
Seth, I need long descriptive endings that also include a 20-year later paragraph. Team Colby. Yes, thank you.
Bethany,
it's eight.
Again,
depends on the story,
shocking.
But in general, Team Colby. Nine. You get Bethany. You can just add that in perpetuity. Kelsey, 10. I think.
Oh, you're winning
I think
again.
I movies need
yep,
to be done.
You won again.
All right. And Laura. Whew. All right. You giving me the star?
Yep.
All right. Well, oh, this is exciting.
We've never had a tie.
Coming down to the last question.
Okay, what is it? I don't know what the next
I have a feeling you're going to win this. I don't feel good about this one.
I don't remember what the last one is.
That's because I made it up.
Oh, kind you of. Did.
Okay. I think I'm nervous. I'm nervous. Stephanie, that's why I only voted once so far. I need nuance.
I know.
Next segment will be more nuancey. Okay, here we go. Final round. When it comes to the critics, do you find yourself swayed by the opinions of the critics? Or are you like, who cares what they say? What do I think about it? So I am.
Colby just knows he likes the movie before he's seen it.
I like reading reviews. I like reading the critics. I like, and it does impact.
And I'll be like, that was the shittiest movie. And I know my husband. I know him better than he knows himself. I know him so well. I've lived with him for 18 years. There's no way he liked that movie. And he'll be like, that movie was
really
great.
Good. And Owen Gleiberman from EW said.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm fine with how that is for me in life. So.
Oh, we split them again, and Donna's with you again, and Crystal's with me again. That's hilarious. Okay. Team K.
Who cares? Oh, no, Team K. Team
100%. Cool. That's okay. You can be.
Ooh, I got.
Oh, I got Anissa.
Okay. All right. Okay, so one, I got one. Three. Thank you, Mandy. Oh, that's awesome. Two.
Four. Five.
Nah.
Six.
Nah. Seth, we're confused by your comment.
No, he's still. I get it. Oh, I understand. Okay, it's very Enneagram 4-y.
Team K. That's what I thought. I had a feeling.
These are hilarious. Oh, but you got Melanie swayed by opinions.
And Anna / Anna. Sorry, Anna, Anna, Satter.
Oh, was I saying your name wrong earlier? I'm sorry.
I don't know. We could ask her. Pronounce it for us.
That's hilarious.
Oh, Bethany. I may have lost the battle. Or the war.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I got one Bethany.
That's really funny.
I also got Benaya. I don't.
Where's the other star?
It's underneath. You got to hide that or move that.
I just moved it.
Yeah, I think in the end, you got this. Laura says, I want to go with the unpopular vote, which is me. Unpopular, but the truth is Team Kate. Yeah, I suspected you would win that one. So once again, you made a little crown. Mm-hmm. You're cute. All right. Well, Kate, I'm proud of you.
Cheers, team. Team Kate. Love you. Love you, Team Kate.
Everyone else, you left me. I'm going to have to come up with a topic next time we do that segment that's just going to really ensure my victory. Can't handle all this losing.
That wasn't a landslide like last time. Last one.
It still let me down.
You're so unique and special. All right,
thank you,
ready
baby.
For our next segment?
Yes, let's go to Parent Corner. Is there a bumper button? I don't know if I made one for
your
it.
Buttons
oh, there it is.
Me tonight. Okay. Okay, this will be quick because I want to get to our guests.
Yes.
And Parent Corner is just where we share some sort of thing that's going on for us in parenting right now that has some sort of element of universal truth in it. And y'all, I just wanted to share with you tonight that lately I've been realizing, so our kids are at 9, 11, 14 and 16. Is that correct?
For now. Okay. It'll change quickly.
Oh,
now.
Yes. But okay. I never get their ages correct. It's really hard to remember your children's ages. And I realized the other day that there are certain really difficult choices we made in parenting early on that we had deconstructed, right? And we had like made choices to not do things the way that we were raised and to do things very different, to, I don't know, go our own path with our parenting. And so that, it was a big risk, right? Because we hadn't seen it done. We felt, at the time, it felt really pioneery and not to be like, we're parenting pioneers. But at the time, we were alone. We couldn't even find voices in the world who were doing parenting.
And you only know what you know. You know what you were raised with.
Yeah, we only knew what we were raised with. And, yeah, so spiritually, discipline, emotional intelligence, all of that, just like choosing to do it so differently. And I realized the other day that I'm now at the point where I'm actually seeing, because when your kids are little, so for instance, one really great example is like taking the time when your kids are tantruming to work through it emotionally with patience and love and get down to the thing under the thing instead of just old school discipline and that is so much harder, and you don't actually really, I mean, you do a little bit, but you don't really get the rewards from it when they're little. You're just exhausted.
That's right.
You're just exhausted. And you're like, is this doing anything? Maybe, and you even question, maybe they're just too entitled. Maybe we're going like the complete wrong way with this.
We've circled that wagon multiple times.
Right? We're like, maybe we actually went too far with this.
Too empowered.
I mean, we laugh, but like, kind of. Like, it is a fear. You do wonder, like, are there other things? That's the funny way of saying it. But you're like, are there other things that they're not learning? Some self-discipline and some, I don't know, just some other things that you're kind of like, oh, what's going on there? But all that to say that recently I realized with my oldest two especially, oh my God, all of that exhausting extra go the long way, suck up your whole entire life energy to do it that way stuff is paying off. Like, I'm seeing the actual effects of that and getting to reap the benefits and rewards of that. And
is there something specific that you could share that's like, oh, that is the fruit of this hard gardening endeavor?
Yeah. I mean, lately I've been noticing a lot of things, mostly the spiritual stuff of how they express and talk about the world. I mean, we laughed so hard the other day when one of our kids came in the room because they heard us talking and they were like, what's the Bible? What are Bible stories? And that was a funny one. But the ones that are really paying off are like choosing not to treat tantrums as bad behavior. Okay, well, now my 16-year-old can identify his feelings entirely. Know what he's going through. Come to me, name it.
It's amazing.
Not lose sight of reality. Self-regulate entirely. Make a new plan for what he needs to do. Go on the other side of the feeling entirely. Express, connect, and move through in beautifully resilient ways. And I kind of just watch him like, what is this?
I'm so human? Envious.
Like, what? Yeah, right?
I'm so envious.
We're like jealous of him because he's 16 and he is like so, and we're not bragging. It's been hard and we have not done everything. I told Colby today that the flip side of this coin is I also have things that I am now seeing the effects of and regret, which we won't get into tonight, but because that was just my little bit for tonight's parenting corner. But also, it means that you with littles at home, hang on.
Yeah.
Choose the harder path and keep choosing it. And when you don't for a moment, oh my God, you know how many moments I had where I didn't choose that harder path? And like I just said, I'm now seeing the benefits of all the times I did. So just hang in, hang tight. And everyone out there who's not in that spot, I share that just as like an encouragement that our world, because now, I mean, I felt so alone when we first started out, and now it's like the cultural conversation around parenting, y'all.
It's like
the boys were.
It's like we all woke up like we could do this differently. Like we could actually set these tiny humans onto a trajectory of relative well-being and wholeness from a decently young age. Yeah, it's pretty phenomenal. I loved that moment the other night. With our oldest, he referenced, we were in the kitchen and he was talking about a friend of his that does all the video games, just tons of video games, has all the systems and all the games. And he made this comment. He's like, yeah. And his parents are super gamers too. Like he just has all the games because his parents are gamers. And we said, do you kind of wish your parents were gamers? And he goes, yeah, if I'm being honest. Yeah, that would be nice.
She's
like,
always
and he's like,
honest.
But I still like you.
Yeah.
I still like you. Cool. Thanks, man. It's totally fine.
All right.
Thank you for how you set us on those courses so many years ago. I have been a beneficiary. I have been parented by, there's a nugget for you. I've been parented by you as you have parented our kids. Mm-hmm. And it has been a beautiful thing.
We both have. We've reparented ourselves
as
we've parented our children.
Yeah.
It's healing. It's called healing. Hashtag healing. All right.
That's been Parent Corner.
All right. Our final segment for the night. Our beautiful, beautiful guests, our dear friends, Dawn and Crystal. Should we bring them on?
Do you want to bio them or do you want to?
No, I want to bring them on because we've been laughing about not really having a handle on their bios because you and I are so... So what's the word?
Out of touch with that world.
Out of touch. So we're going to bring them on.
All right, here we go. Welcome. Let's do it.
They're so beautiful. Hi, friends.
Hello.
Hi, both. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding? This is a joy. This is a delight. I feel like
so
for those watching from afar, Dawn and Crystal and Kate and Colby do all live in the same city. But, you know, because of, you know, the life that we've been, it has been a minute. But man, as we were putting together our ideal guest list for our season 6, and we were thinking about our show's theme, which is holistic care for the soul, we were like, you know who would be great to get on to bring a different perspective?
That was a quick, easy decision to make to invite y'all on.
Dawn and Crystal. And you're here. Thank you.
Thank you. I wish we were together in the same room hanging out. This will do.
Same. That would be... Next time we'll do this over tacos.
I just want a taco.
So part of why you popped into our heads so quickly is because Colb and I stay in our heads and our hearts so much, and especially our heads. And so when we talk about holistic care for the soul, we say holistic, but then we end up talking about theology head stuff forever, right? And so that's part of why
we latch onto like one part of the whole.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. So we recognize that in our lives, that deficit. And we wanted to bring you on and talk about what you do in the context of soul care, which I think is just brilliant for us in many ways. So first, will you just introduce yourselves to our pod fam and say, what you do, so they have the context that we're talking about. I think Colb put on the screen CrossFit trainers and life trainers. But like, say more about that. What do you really do?
I really want them to say, yes, we're life trainers. Sorry.
We just hired a thing, right? No, life coaches.
I hope your LinkedIn will be changed within the hour.
Right. Health and fitness professionals, life coaches, whatever it is that resonates with all of you.
I love it.
That makes way more sense.
Yes. 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 And one of my favorite things that I saw on pulling up your bios from today. So high performance coach, mindset specialist, entrepreneur is on Dawn's bio. Crystal's is fitness, performance, lifestyle, CrossFit trainer. And you help people get fit and healthy. But that's all what you do. We want to get to that because that's the conversation about soul care. But first, just talk about who you are in the world.
Well, first and foremost, we're Wifeys for Lifey. we had the honor and privilege of getting married by Colby, and it was there too.
One of my favorite weddings ever.
It was so good.
It was beautiful. It was more than we could ever expect. We've been together for 7, 8 years? Yeah, 8, 9 years. Well, you just added on another one.
Yeah. Okay, 9 years.
Something like that. Almost a decade, folks.
We met through fitness. So we've both been athletes and in fitness our whole lives. And we started doing it professionally, me about 15 years ago, Crystal about 10 years ago. And we actually met at a CrossFit gym where I was Crystal's coach, which was cool. And so we've just both continued to love fitness, love helping others, and try to integrate into our coaching as well, not just the physical aspect like you both were talking about, but also caring for emotional health, mental mm-hmm. health, and spiritual well-being, because that's really what we feel so passionate about is fitness is just a tool for personal growth, right? Kind of. It's a way to take care of your fitness and your health, but also it's a tool for you to practice getting uncomfortable and putting yourself in new situations and just learning how to adapt. And we feel so strongly about the carryovers of fitness into the other areas of your life. So we also coach on those areas as well.
That's what we were talking about. Yeah.
And by the way, viewers, if you have any thoughts or questions for Dawn and Crystal as we go, specifically related to their field or their world or any of that, as anything comes up, just throw them in the comment section and we're monitoring that all night long.
We're paying attention. So just pop on there and we got you.
You went pretty quickly, Dawn, past that part of the story of where you were Crystal's coach/trainer and that's how you met. Can we just...
Should I tell what happened?
Yes. Can you back it up and tell us what happened? Come on. There's a story in there.
Oh, there's so many stories.
So it was a sight to kind of get into the romantic stuff. When I first saw Dawn, I was immediately gravitated, and it was there was love at first sight, I chased Dawn for 2 years. Mm. I got 2 years and I was like, nope, I'm coming after you. I love you.
I love you.
Voila. Mary.
Yeah. I just remember, obviously as a coach, I'm just looking at everybody like, how can I fix your squat? How can I help you with your pull-up? So I'm just seeing everybody as a person in my class. And I remember Crystal being in class in the early mornings at like 5:30 in the morning and just helping her like get started with her CrossFit journey, her fitness journey. And somewhere along the line, like she claims to have, you know, fallen in love and continue to like try to get to know me and hang out with me. And I just wasn't there because I just didn't see her like that. I was like, it's just a person I'm just trying to help. It took a couple of years, but the moment I gave her a chance, it honestly has been every day since for now, like all the time.
I love that. Were you, I know we've talked about this before, but forgive me and or be mad at me. One of those are your two options, but were you Dawn, out of the closet? Were you in touch with your sexuality during that time? Or was that part of why maybe you didn't see Crystal as potential future mate?
Yeah, I was actually just coming out of my first like out relationship at that time.
Okay.
And so I had been with someone for a few years and I was taking just like a year or two to try to just be on my own. And I just wanted to, you know, just grow up a little bit and be on my own. So I was absolutely not interested in dating or hanging out or anything.
Gotcha.
Especially, I knew she was hot and fun and all of those things, but I was like,
wow, thank you.
I was like, I was just in a different space, I guess.
And I respect that. And
no, that makes it.
Well, at the time I didn't, but I'm like, this is why I love you so much. You're just this incredible, emotional, great human being. So thank you. Thank you for healing me to know.
I love it. Okay. So getting into the body care is soul care stuff. You talked about how you're athletes your whole lives, both of you. Is that what you said just now? I feel like I heard you say that. Yeah. So I was telling Kolb today, I was like, I'm dying to talk to them about the fact that growing up in evangelical Christian subculture in America, as I did, and as a lot of our viewers did, I, for whatever reason, with my personality and the way that I absorbed the messages in the world, I disembodied. Like, I learned to live in my head and to just almost forget. Like, I think Glennon Doyle is the one who calls it voting your body off the island. Mm. Like, I just, like, stopped living in my body and just developed this kind of, well, just a disembodied relationship with my body. I was wondering if you could speak to that at all, whether it's what you think about that, hearing an experience like that, and then being an athlete your whole life, if there's crossover, can you kind of have that experience and be really in your body and an athlete at the same time? Or just what you think about that experience that happens to folks in the church especially, but even just in our country? Mm-hmm.
Totally. I think like we've heard that a lot and I think that makes a lot of sense. Mm. And I think it's very normal and common for us to not identify with our bodies or to feel separate from them or maybe to not nurture them or nourish them because I think we haven't been taught in a lot of ways. And I think it's like it's no one's fault, obviously, but I think we haven't been taught or educated how to identify that our bodies are parts of us, right? We are not our bodies, but they're parts of us, mm-hmm. and how we can practice taking care of ourselves and what that looks like, especially in the spiritual settings where we don't talk about that at all. You know, it's not something that people, again, it's not common, I guess, practice or knowledge, not common conversation in the spiritual world and in the churches growing up and with what we've been told. So I think it's normal. I think it's common. And, you know, I would just say like, obviously everyone's experiences are different. Mm-hmm. Like our experiences are different, but I'll speak for myself, like growing up as an athlete, you grow in so much awareness about your body, like what it's doing, how it's feeling, what's going on. You're always in tune with your body and it becomes almost a primary part of yourself that you're aware of. And some like athletes often aren't aware of their emotions, mm-hmm. and their spiritual selves, mm-hmm. and their in their head. And so sometimes there just feels like a disconnect in the opposite way of what you're talking about.
Wow, yeah. But it's the same thing, right? Just part of yourself you disconnect to.
And then from my experience from, you know, from folks and also cultural, a lot of times when you come from maybe a very religious background, there's a lot of shame and shame by people making you feel selfish for wanting to take care of the physical self or wanting to go to the gym or work out or go on a run or take care of yourself. I've seen that a lot too.
So when people show up to you for your help in that, does anyone show up in your space in that place of what I'm talking about, where like, I don't really have a relationship with my body. I'm disconnected from it. How do they get there then? Like what makes them take that step to come to you for help with their body?
Well, it's a journey. It's a sojourn, right? It's not just like the thing that happens within a couple of months. It depends on where they're meeting at with themselves. I think number one, for folks to arrive, just trusting us, Dawn and I, with their fitness journey, that's already just an honor. And we feel just so blessed to be a part of it. So I can't just quite just answer that with a direct answer, if that makes any sense.
No, it does. I think what I'm getting at is, what do people hear from you that makes them go, maybe I could try showing up and connecting with my body? Because I know you two bring so much of the, it's not just about working out all the time and driving your body. It's, you bring that like heart and your mind and your spirit matter. So I think that was what I was getting at. Is it because, do you think it's because you talk about those things? Would people just show up at a regular gym who are super disconnected from their body? Like, I don't know that they would, because what would get them to that step? But you two have added this layer to what you do. Does that make sense?
Right, definitely. I feel that we try as best as we can to share a day in the life of Dawn and Crystal, what it looks like when we wake up. We try to stay technology free for the first hour or two, depending on the schedule, and just read and pray together as a couple. Like the moment we wake up and we see each other, we roll over and like we say a prayer together, set our intentions and just pray over one another or whatever it is that's heavy on our hearts. And then we'll kind of just separate and kind of have our own time and just read, journal, do our own thing and begin our physical practices, like drinking warm water with pink salt and lemon before we hit the caffeine. So just doing all these things very slow and with purpose and try to share them with the world. We've spent years in this industry and all we want to do is just help people to kind of connect all three of those things.
That's what I love. You're so honest on your Instagram accounts about the other parts of your life that aren't just working out. It's really beautiful.
Right. Cause it can be really intimidating. Like you're saying, to try to come up to a coach or to go into a gym when you're not feeling connected with your body, or maybe you just don't even understand what is that and how can that feel. And maybe you're at a place where you just don't feel healthy like you'd like to, and it leads you to say, hey, there's a part of me that I'm not caring for. And you're looking for a place to, you're looking for someone to trust. And we try to provide as best as we can, like a safe place for people to realize that we may not have all the answers, but we'll listen and we'll understand, we'll be empathetic, and we'll laugh with you throughout the journey that we know it's going to be imperfect and it's going to be a process. And we just try to do our best to make it as non-intimidating as possible, even though like we understand how it can be, especially for someone who hasn't done it and who doesn't feel safe in those places.
He's experienced dysmorphia with their own body. You know, we've worked with individuals of all spectrum, from non-binary to trans athletes to you name it. So we really want to make sure that we're approachable as individuals and trying to share the good news that you are worthy and you are loved. And this is for you too, no matter where you are in your life and your journey.
By the way, Colby, your piece on Are You Worthy was so damn good.
Thanks, Dawn.
Oh,
that got me excited too. Yeah.
And it's what they do, you know, they just
so
live
much.
It.
Were you gonna
I was
going to
get to our
can,
first question,
okay. All right.
But do you have something you want to do first?
I had something. Well, I wanted to to react or respond. Mm-hmm. One of the things that Kate has brought to my attention in the last year is the work of the therapists who have gone to great lengths to show how individuals, when they go through trauma of any sorts, that gets stored near, like, in our bodies. It gets stored in our bodies, and we hold that trauma. We get something happens in our life, and we have our flight or a fight response. But if we're not able to sort of process that fully through our biology and our neurology, then it just sort of, it stays in there. We hold that trauma in our body. And this is like a brand new concept for me within the last year. And I think it's, I would imagine that majority of the population are like I was, ignorant to it. And the question, I don't know if this question is going to go anywhere, but I guess I'm wondering, is that something that either of you have interacted with, have any experience with? Do you, as you're working with people and training them, I'm envisioning, have you had these moments where people are finally sort of connecting with their body in a way that maybe allows them to unlock some of the things that have been sort of holding them back? So I guess I'm saying that, and then I'm throwing it to you. I'm like, do you have anything to say to that or about that?
We are both so fascinated with that, and we love continuing to learn more about how trauma impacts us from impacts our entire selves, and especially what we can do about that from the physical perspective. Because we know, like, we have therapists for the mental perspective, mm-hmm. we have spiritual leaders and guiders and guides for the spiritual perspective, but from the physical perspective, what can we help with? And so, yeah, we're totally fascinated by that and intrigued by that, and I have learned that through movement and through increased blood flow, you can really unlock, for lack of better terms, a lot of that stored trauma that restricts our blood flow and restricts our and causes tension in our bodies and pain in our bodies and inflammation in our bodies. So through a series of different things, like we do some hot cold exposure so that we can increase our blood flow. We do, you know, obviously movement is really important, and then different like recovery modalities, massage, acupuncture, all those types of treatments can really, really help to, in combination with some other care for your soul and spirit and mind, obviously can really, really help to, break through some of that. Yeah. Physical health challenges mm-hmm. that are coming along. So common.
I love it.
Did you have a thought on that, Crystal? Not to put you on the spot, but just
curious. Oh, no. I've worked with individuals who have had PTSD or some type of past trauma where through movement, all of a sudden, someone's breaking down and crying.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful thing. I think it's a combination of so many things. Of number one, trusting a health professional mm-hmm. on the journey that makes you feel maybe shamed or vulnerable. And being able to like move, and then all of a sudden just the feelings, and it just all pops up, and it's wow. a totally different thing. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
Cause I mean, I hear you. Thank you for sharing that. I hear both of you talk, and I can imagine that those might be things that, for instance, like a yoga teacher would share. Mm-hmm. And yet you don't, I mean, you might do yoga and or incorporate yoga, right. but like, that's not your primary modality. No. And so I'm sitting here thinking, because I've had this struggle, this tension with, like, I feel like yoga could be this great tool for me to unlock me, and yet I've had this resistance to it for reasons that, well, I was gonna say we don't have to get into, but I could also share, like, I just am very disconnected from my body, and I'm very uncomfortable, and I feel like if I start yoga, I'm gonna suck at it automatically, and I hate being bad at things, and I hate feeling like I can't do things, so I just don't, and I just get self-conscious real fast. And so even tonight, I'm like, well, the things that Dawn and Crystal do are not yoga, and yet could also help me maybe find my body and get, unlock some of those mm-hmm. things. So anyway, mm-hmm. I agree. Maybe I need to book some CrossFit /life trainer sessions.
Yeah, I want to talk about resistance. But first, let's get to Bill's question. I think it's really important. He says, Dawn and Crystal, how do you suggest people who struggle with eating healthy – how do you suggest they begin to change that food relationship? In parentheses, asking for a friend. I love you, Bill. Do you come at it from a spiritual, emotional, or physical place first? Seems like it touches on all three, but overwhelming for where to start.
Thanks for sharing, Bill.
Yes, it is when to start. And there isn't a guidebook for that. It's really taking the approach of growing in awareness of how you, what is your relationship with food? What does that look like? In what ways do you feel it's maybe unhealthy? And what practices are working for you? What are not working for you? So we try to look at anything like grow an awareness of yourself and your tendencies. Grow an awareness for helping yourself understand better what your relationship is or the friend's relationship is with food, and just gaining greater understanding from that perspective. And then learning, education is a key piece of it. And along that learning path, you will also bring in spiritual components, emotional components. But really learning about food is a key starting point of understanding what can be healthy for my body, what may be unhealthy for my body. And sometimes that requires, again, bringing mm-hmm. a professional on board. I always say, like, I don't change the oil in my own car. I don't do my own dentist work. I try to hire a professional that can help guide me and lead me and make it so it's less complex. Like, I wouldn't know where the hell to start with any of that stuff. So grab a guide that can help you, walk you through some steps mm-hmm. and growing your awareness and growing your education. And from there, the path gets a lot more simple and it actually can be enjoyable. And that's our whole goal is make fitness and health fun and like part of your experiment in life and part of your journey and part of the adventure and not so daunting and scary and so serious, you know? Yeah.
I love that so much.
I love it too. There's like, when Dawn talked about like, I don't change my own oil. You didn't say this, but I don't do my own taxes, but we don't have shame in getting assistance for those things.
Yep.
But we have so much shame in our culture in getting professional help for
anything body related, really. Man. It's so true. Yeah. So you were talking about resistance. And so before we get into that at all, I thought a good place to start would be with this mindset idea. I loved what your bio said, Dawn, about the mindset. Can you first just kind of, what even like basic level, what even is a mindset? What does that mean to work with someone on their mindset?
It's really a lot about just understanding and trying to refine your thoughts, your thought patterns and your beliefs and how those impact your behaviors and your actions. And so it's helping people understand what's going on in their inner selves and having that work for you instead of against you. So that's my specialty in work. And so most of the people I'm working with are looking to compete or perform at a very high level, or they're really wanting to push themselves to optimize their health, their performance, their lifestyle, because they're that type of person, typically very like A-type, very driven, you know, really trying to get somewhere in life. And so I help those individuals improve and optimize their inner selves so that they can get where they're trying to go and that they can, again, be more whole, be more integrated, be more aligned. And I mean, Crystal does as well with mm-hmm. the cost of clients she has and with the team members she works with. But it's definitely what lights me up, what I get excited about, what I'm most passionate about is helping people understand, how to get their thoughts and their beliefs to be in line with the behaviors that they want to bring into their life.
Aligning your thoughts and beliefs with your behaviors. That's awesome. So then having that like as our foundation, where does resistance play in? Then when you see people, obviously people show up to you and have resistance come online. What's your approach to that? Like, how do you talk back to the resistance?
It's okay. I say like, it's okay. It's okay to have resistance. Accept it. Acceptance is the best thing you can do to any emotion that you're experiencing. Mm-hmm. Just like look at it and be like, okay, you can come along. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's all right that you're resistant towards things. I'm resistant towards a lot of things all day long. I didn't want to go to the dentist today at all, you know?
I didn't want to go seeing and end up loving it.
Like, I think resistance is very normal. Totally. And again, for us all to just continue to practice acceptance with whatever it is we're experiencing. So I coach mm-hmm. clients with that. It's okay if you're resistant towards this first meeting or this first time or this first workout or whatever. Like, resistance is okay. Mm-hmm. Let's work with that and let's allow that instead of fighting the resistance. It just makes the resistance grow and that just makes it harder. Yeah.
And I see you too So what comes to mind right now is that you do actively practice facing resistance so that you can have a degree of familiarity with it in a more controlled environment, so that when you face it, maybe when you have less control, you're not thrown off by it. And I see this mostly by those stupid ice baths that you take. Guys, friends, if you're watching this, just go to their Instagram at some point and watch them do these ice baths. I'm like, what are you doing and what is happening in life? But you like intentionally, what's that?
I think you're ready to come over and do the ice bath with us.
This is not where this conversation is going. So I'm sorry, I'm sorry to have misled anybody here.
Oh, how many?
but my point is like you're practicing doing things that you don't want to do to build that muscle, no pun intended, to build that sort of emotional, mental muscle to face resistance. Like we're just talking to one of our youngest kids the other day, and they're like, I don't want to do that thing. And I said, hey, buddy, how often do you do things that you don't want to do? He's like, never. I'm like, okay. Knowing that as you grow up in life, you will want to eventually practice.
Remember that conversation earlier about the two empowered
kids. Slightly too empowered children. But that's what's making me think of is like, if we don't maybe practice facing resistance and intentionally meeting that, then when we face, we will think our only option is to lean away from it, go away from it because we can't do the resistance. So ice baths are for other people.
Right. And it can be more than just the ice bath. It's like, from the simple things of having that hard conversation with your spouse, with your friend about the things that make you feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be so extreme, like doing 100 burpees or standing in an ice bath for 10 minutes. It's all things.
Asking for help is a small thing that a lot of people have resistance for. And it's like, hey, let's practice. Like, see if you can ask for help 5 times this week.
Or saying, I don't know the answer, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. It's all the things. So people think they're coming in to like, get a 6-pack with us, but lo and behold, like, their lives are about to be rocked.
But do they get the 6-pack?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, okay.
It's just the bonus prize.
Right, yeah.
I love that so much.
Yeah, we totally are practicing what you said, Colby, like finding what we have any resistance towards and aiming to do it on purpose with purpose so that we can move through the resistance that the stress in the world that's going to keep coming. And so we fill up our tub with 200 pounds of ice and we get in there and it's uncomfortable as all heck. And it's the worst pain you can imagine putting yourself in on purpose. Like, why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
We always are like,
that is the best.
Why do we do that? But afterwards you're like, wow, like I just did that.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
If you've never done this, folks, like for the first 30 seconds to the minute, you just want to scream. It just feels like the impossible. It feels like a bunch of knives just going inside you. And then after that minute, and as cheesy as it sounds, as you surrender to it, wow, like I can do this. I can stay calm. I can go through adversity, and it just transfers over to life.
Wow. You get this peace from knowing that, like, you can actually be okay in those times, and then you can carry that throughout all the other times in your day, and that peace and that knowing, that confidence, that, you know, that groundedness, it goes so far into so much else of what we do, that that's why we keep doing it.
Right.
Exactly. That just gave me goosebumps. That is soul care. That is soul care, people.
I swear to you, ice baths are soul care. Like, I just pray in there. I surrender. I smile. I thank God. And then it's over. And I'm like, I think that's the worst, best thing I could do for myself in 2 minutes.
And the thing is, we get to do this. Like, we're choosing to put ourselves through that. And it's a friendly reminder that that's not life for the majority of the people in this world. So it's also a very humbling experience for us. And it's a way for us to really be grounded, to think about, hey, we're really lucky and blessed to have this day of life with these able bodies, and thinking about other people as well, not just being so tied into our own stuff.
Before I forget, will you, one at a time, Crystal, will start with you. Will you tell me your Instagram handle? I'm going to put it on the screen so that people who are watching can go at least watch the ice baths, but I recommend following each one of these amazing women and learning from them. So Crystal, what's your Instagram handle?
I'm actually pulling this up right now because I don't know it. It's it's Crystal_Denise20.
Crystal_Denise. I spelled that wrong. 20?
No, you had it.
No, it was like Dianice. Oh. Had an extra I in there. It's not a good font color.
Yeah.
Hey, what up, Pod Fam? This is riveting podcast material for you later listeners as I put words on the screen. Okay. Yep. Crystal_Denise20. And then Dawn, you are at
Dawn M. Fletcher.
Dawn M. Fletcher.
Got it.
Go follow. Go find and follow.
I just have one last question before we get into lightning or fun lightning.
Cool. And I had one last one too.
Oh, perfect. We each have one last question. Can we have you for a few more minutes?
Okay.
This one's kind of I feel like it could be an open a can of worms or controversial, but I want you to know that I don't want it to be. Not in terms of being uncomfortable. I don't want it to be. So answer it however you're comfortable and go wherever you're comfortable going. But I am wondering about how society is basically growing in awareness around, we're using terms like body positivity, diet culture, basically growing all this awareness around how we mistreat and abuse our bodies and the ways in which things that we do to be healthy can actually be unhealthy. And I was just wondering what you think, I don't know, I guess more what your experience than what you think actually, but being in your avenue, in your lane, and seeing society grow in that way and have these conversations, what are the things that pop up for you that you're like, no, guys, not that, or that do resonate about what people are talking about? And what are you seeing? And even on top of that, like, how are you feeling about where society is growing? Are we growing in a place that feels like growth, like true growth, like evolution? Or is it kind of like, where are we going with this, guys? Let's pull back and go this way, actually. Mm. How are you feeling about that whole conversation?
That's a loaded one.
I know.
That's a big, big loaded question topic that we could probably spend hours on talking about that. You know, I think it's so tough. I think it's so tough that I can't say that I could take a strong enough stand to say, like, this belongs, this doesn't belong, this belongs, this doesn't belong. Because I truly think that it's so individualized and so subjective that people can find something out there that may resonate with them. Even if like 90% of what's out there in fitness and health doesn't, there might be 10% that's really good for you and that can really help open your eyes to something. It really does resonate with you. So I don't know. I don't feel strongly enough to be like, all this is bad, right? Mm-hmm. Or all this is good or more of this is bad. But I just feel like it's really important to notice your reaction or your response to whatever it is you're reading or you're looking at to say, like, is this helpful for me and feeling good for me and feeling safe for me? I think safe is obviously a precursor to healthy. So that really helps to like, just look at how you're responding to whatever it is that's out there. And what's your response to that can tell you a lot about, like, keep going in that direction or maybe not so much for me. Let's try to spend time elsewhere, you know. And for all of us, it's just so different. It also changes, you know, the same stuff that I maybe found motivating in my teens and 20s, I would never look at today, ever.
Wow.
But in 10 years, 15 years, there might be something else that really I would benefit from reading or seeing because I don't know what that means. I have some strong feelings about some stuff in the fitness culture, but I guess what I'm trying to say is like, I don't know if that may be helpful for somebody else. I just don't.
No, your response, like, I'm like, okay, cool. So you had the most nuanced, deep, beautiful, gorgeous, perfect response, which was everything that I was looking for. Cool, 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 cool. That was everything.
Katie Colby Show. I learned a lot about answering things with wisdom.
That was gorgeous. Basically, we are all different, newsflash, and listen to yourself and your own needs and your own body and your own gut and your own wisdom and your own truth. And we can't all just decide that something's bad or something's good because life is too complicated and our beings are too complicated is what I'm hearing you say from that.
I don't know if you've ever that's it. It's very similar to when we're asked, hey, what's like the perfect workout? It's like, hey, what do you enjoy doing and what's going to make you happy? Then there you go. That's it.
I love it. I love that.
Thank you. I know that was a potentially, there's a lot there.
It was. And I wasn't trying to get you to say like, this thing is bad. I was actually trying to get you to say what you said. And I'm like, so amazed. Like that was so beautiful. Yeah.
Before I ask my question, which is far less hard hitting, there are just a few people here that are really, I want to put on the screen so you can see the comments. Priscilla over on YouTube says, Crystal and Dawn, you inspire others to connect and understand the importance of body healing inside and out. Thank you. Thanks for joining us tonight, Priscilla. Where else? Mandy loved what you were saying earlier, Crystal, that there's so much compassion in your answer. It's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that, Mandy, with us. She affirms later, Crystal, you're so vulnerable and present. Thank you for your authenticity. I would affirm that, Mandy.
It's been a work in progress.
Yeah, well said. And then Seth comes along and just names, the human body is incredible. Bodies are worthy. Yeah, well said, Seth. I think my question before we get to our lightning round is just this. The two of you, from my perspective, now I don't know hardly anything about the world of CrossFit and, I'll just say that. But from my vantage point, the two of you are in similar lanes in terms of some of the competitive aspects or just the work. Guess what I'm wondering is, do you ever compete with each other in any of these events or even if it's not explicitly, are you ever implicitly competing with each other for the squats and the things and the and lifts the and the other twirls? Who does more twirls?
I have the biggest case of FOMO. Like my FOMO is like deep. Bad. It's bad. So
I don't have...
If I see Dawn doing something and I'm like, oh, I have to try it now. I think that's the only time I feel I compete with Dawn. Dawn's kind of like, okay, I'll see.
That matches.
She's like, I'm not part of this competition that's happening right now, actually.
And also, Crystal is mega fit. So like Crystal's in like the 1%. If you're talking about fitness. And I mean, there's even like, she's in competitions. She's on leaderboards. She is extremely fit. The only thing that I can beat her in is like some kind of endurance, something like swimming or running or whatever. And so there's not even like competition isn't even on the
gotcha.
Tape.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Like Crystal is literally otherworldly and I'm just like relatively like fit and healthy. And so there are a couple things that I'm like, if I know I can beat her, I'm like, hey, let's race this thing. Once a year that I get, you know,
I'm still going to go win. For it. But
yeah,
if you're the answer is like, I'm competing all the time. Dawn, care.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right. That matches with my experience as well.
If I'm like, I'm going to carry the sandbag around the block for time, like just for myself, because I want to like do something like hard. Like I'll come back and say, I'm going to go do it now for time. I'm like, you don't need to go do that.
No one asked me. I'm doing it because I have to.
Or an ice bath, or like I went skydiving. She said, "Now I gotta do that." I'm like, no, you don't. Like I can do my own journey, you know. So she's competitive, but also she's competitive because she can typically win.
That's awesome.
I'm not a jerk. Thanks.
Well, if you are, then we both are, Crystal. Because
I was just gonna say that's us.
Always, like, only ever competing.
I'm like, who are you trying to beat right now? Because like, I'm not
everyone.
Fighting with I'm, you.
Everyone,
like,
myself.
Fine, you win.
Okay. I'm gonna load the dishwasher faster than anyone's ever loaded it tonight, and more efficiently. Yeah,
mm-hmm. You're a good one.
That's like a game or a thing in life. Like I'm trying to win. But if it's anything fitness, I'm not trying to win because she will win.
Nice. It's a forced humility, you might say.
Yeah, 100%.
I love y'all.
All right.
Thank you so much for this. We're going to do our lightning round. These are just our, I mean, just say exactly what comes to your head right when you see the question. And we'll go real quick with these. And each of you answer each one. And we start that. I don't have the
lightning round.
Oh, there we go. Boom. Cool. It's got a lot of buttons here, y'all. All right. First question. What's your favorite movie of all time?
Birdcage.
Oh,
nice. I haven't seen that in years.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, I saw it once. I'm good. As you found earlier, I move on to the next one.
I'm like, let's go watch that tonight.
That is so good. It is so good. Oh, Goonies.
No. You can't. No.
Yeah.
No. Are there rules to this? She can't.
No rules.
No rules.
Wait, did you change? What was you say?
I said like Dead Poets Society because I just watched it the other night. I'm like, oh, that was really good. But I changed it to Goonies.
It's because Goonies. I said The Birdcage and it's epic.
She felt like she went to highbrow society with her answer.
Crystal, are there rules to this?
How do I win?
She's like clenching and sweating.
I am.
Fill in the blank. Self-care is?
Not answering to people. Like texting back.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Nice. For sure.
Always like, yes. What'd
one
you say, Don?
For the people in the back.
Boundaries.
Oh. That one I don't like as much. Those are harder for me. But not
it's the same thing. That's what it is.
Oh, it is? Oh, well, then I do boundaries. Yay.
I mean, only in that context you do. But... Name something you're deeply grateful for right now.
My grandmother getting vaccinated for the second time next week. So, oh, that's been
very... I'm so glad.
All of us with our family members. That's... Whew, grateful for that.
Oh, so glad.
Awesome.
I was going to say that time change is happening in like 2 weeks because I cannot take the darkness in the room. I like can't wait till it's sunnier later because being in the house, like inside with it being dark from 4 to 8 and like waiting to go to sleep is my new favorite.
Goodbye, darkness, my not friend.
What's your weirdest fear?
Ferrets.
Parrots?
Ferrets.
Oh, ferrets.
This one grew up with ferrets.
I do not want them around me. I don't want
to.
I don't want slithering and crawling or anything about them.
And they smell so bad.
I think it's pretty normal. I'm terrified of heights, and being terrified of heights meaning I'm terrified of falling down and dying.
Well, yeah, that's what.
Is that weird? I don't think it's weird. I think it's
no.
Very
normal. Yeah. No, because you went skydiving, right?
No, I want to.
I did.
But do I deep down inside really want to do it? No, I don't. But I'm still kind of wrestling with if I'm going to do it.
Okay. Because I wondered if you were like me because I'm, especially as I get older, I find myself when I'm really high up, I get sort of this queasy like reaction to it. Like suddenly I don't like heights and yet I went skydiving and loved it. I would go bungee jumping tomorrow if the option was available. Like so there are some parts of the height that doesn't bother me at all, but there are others where I don't want to look over tall buildings.
Parts. My mind does not discriminate on what type of height.
Okay. Awesome.
Just keep me on the ground.
Wait, exactly. Mandy. Yeah.
Mandy said, "Freaking loves ferrets." It made me laugh so hard.
She was supporting you all earlier, but now she's all about the ferrets. Who loves ferrets? I guess your brother loved ferrets. That's why you had him growing up.
All right. Oh, whoops! I forgot to take that one off. Who's a famous person you swear you'd be besties with if only you knew each other?
I know what you're going to say. Who? Kamala.
Well.
Wait, who?
Kamala Harris.
They're going to say.
Oh, Alana from Broad City.
Okay. Oh, nice.
I don't know. What's Broad City?
Broad City is a great show.
Great show. Mm-hmm. Is it like Yellowstone? Because people liked Yellowstone earlier tonight.
We haven't watched it.
What? Yellowstone? No, we haven't seen it.
No.
Okay.
I'm just going to say Kristen Wiig because I'm just hoping that we would be best friends because, I mean, it's freaking hilarious. Just
exactly.
Put it into the universe. Exactly. Maybe one day.
Exactly. What's a book you believe everyone should read?
The Book of Longings by Suma Kidd.
Did you love it? It's on my shelf. I haven't read it yet.
I cried. Oh, it's beautiful. It everything about it. All the things, the amount of just history and great. Read it, please. Yes.
I'm excited. Yay.
I actually love that too, and I like only read personal growth books, but that was a really good one.
You only read what'd you say?
Like, largely I only read like personal development books, that kind of
Got you. Yeah.
Like Crucial Conversations is the book that I think that could Heal a lot of our world is understanding how to communicate.
Who did that one? Who wrote that one?
No idea. So it's a black and red cover, or it's a red and white cover. Mm-hmm. Crucial Conversations.
Crucial Conversations.
Yeah, it's a good
one. Okay.
Before we go to the next question, I just want to go back because evidently I tripped a landmine here. So Mandy says, OMG, Colby, watch Broad City. Jessica Miranda says, I, Gloria. I assume that maybe is a reference to that.
That's from Birdcage.
Oh, that's from Birdcage. Seth Jones is just screaming. I don't know. Is the screaming Seth about Broad City? Jesse Hawkins says, OMG, yes, Alana is the best. And Seth says, Crystal, I'm Abby from Broad City. That was the scream. All right. I guess I have some watching to do. Sorry, people. Yep.
That's hilarious. We should watch it together because I watched some of it and then stopped because you weren't watching it with me. And I was like I needed a partner in watching it. All right. We should do that. All right. This is the last one. And this is just what we ask every single week of every single person on this show, no matter what. This is just kind of our show's theme. What's sustaining your soul right now? People answer it from anything from like a chapstick to a wine they like to really deep relational connection. Go anywhere with it. What's keeping you going?
It's like there's two things that like feel that you go.
You can share two things, by the way.
You're I knew there's no yeah. rules, right? You
can yep, exactly.
Honestly, I think it's just my quiet time with God in the morning. It's just like throughout all of this is continuing to just like in the morning spend some time with some type of book that provides wisdom, some type of journaling. And then every day I just write like a little intention on my arm, whether it's a word or it's something to remind me of just like to keep me grounded and centered. I know for sure that is sustaining me. Mm-hmm. Having that 20, 30 minutes with God in the morning first thing. Times I miss it, my soul's like,
you know, yeah.
Okay, so number one, I never thought in a million years I'd be an individual saying, hey, I'm going to Bible study ever. ever. One of the really cool things about COVID, just the ability for everyone to be slightly connected with whatever it is that you're searching for. Mm. I hit a low point. I was like, you know what, God, this, especially during an election with evangelicals and just everything, I just wanted just to be disconnected from the Christian faith. And Dawn introduced me to Reverend Jackie Lewis. I cry every time she like writes me back on Instagram. I'm like, oh my God. Like
I go to Colby. I'm like, she responded. She responded.
That's how I feel too. So I joined the Bible study.
You did.
On Sunday at 7:30, which is like not what I want to do, but I look forward to this. And I'm the youngest person in my class. We talk about everything. And it's just so cool to have like all these folks who are like in their 60s, 70s, who are using pronouns, who are acknowledging just everything that's going on. And that's been sustaining my soul every single Sunday. I learn from them and you know, they're like, Crystal, what do you think about that? I'm like, oh, you want me to speak?
It's beautiful. I love it.
It did take, I'm lucky. I'm glad that I found this group who reminds me that you still you have to commit every single day to show up and fight, you know, just because you have faith, you belong to this or whatnot. The fight doesn't end there.
That's so beautiful. And everyone watching, if you don't follow Jackie Lewis or Middle Church or both on Instagram, go do that right now. Reverend Jackie Lewis and Middle Church. Go follow because it is good stuff. It is the place in New York City where 60 and 70-year-olds will use pronouns because of Reverend Jackie Lewis's work. So we as a church board and staff read her book as like our guiding principles for running Sojourn. So yeah, good stuff.
Of course.
You had a second thing. You had a second thing, right? Wasn't that your first thing? Didn't you have a second thing?
I have my garden, but compared to Jackie Lewis, no.
Oh. I love it.
I'll be here.
Yeah, that's true. Awesome.
Jackie Lewis, yeah.
Dawn, Crystal.
Thank you so much.
I love you too.
I love you so much too.
You two mean a lot to me.
We'll have them over for an ice bath. I think we
or ice baths or burpees.
Oh, hold on. Something dropped. Guys, is anybody still here? Something happened.
I'll drive him over, guys. I'll drive.
Internet dropped out again.
Yes, we got to hang out soon. Miss you guys.
We're all available to help in any way.
And that means everyone watching too. Please reach out if you have any questions. If there is maybe a question you'd want to ask in private for you. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Did you hear that, y'all? If you have questions you need to ask in private, they are here for you. Go to their Instagram handles that are still on the screen.
That's right. PodFam, I'll put it in the show notes.
Sweet.
Dawn and Crystal's Instagram handle.
Yeah, a bunch of people listen to this later in the podcast, so make sure all those resources are available for everyone. Thank you, loves.
We love you so much. Stay safe.
Love you. Bye-bye. Yeah, that was the right choice.
Just the best. Just the best. I mean, to have folks who wake up every morning and I love that they still call it spending time with God. Like, and then they described what that is. And you're like, well, if spending time with God is holistic like that, then I want in on that.
Yeah.
Oh, aren't they just beautiful?
Yes. Thank you, Jesse. Glad you're following them. The rest of you, I hope you do that as well. It's been a good night. Been a really good night. Thank you so much for joining us. Coming up next week.
Do not miss next week.
Next week, we have the amazing co-host from the Desert Voices podcast joining us.
So excited.
Shalene and Holland. And they're killing it right now.
Yeah.
In the resource hub of being like, hey, you know what? You know what is lacking? A place where progressive Christians can get a whole bunch of resources for a whole bunch of topics about how we sort of do this thing. And they're making it happen.
So perfect.
In some really good ways. So they're fantastic. Yeah. And then we're going to take 2 weeks off our live show.
Yes.
So we'll be back March 31st. There's nothing more to say about that, but 2 weeks. So the 17th and the 24th. But we're going to work on some non-live podcast episodes to just
the old school, just conversations between
Kate and
the
I
two of us. Get those going.
Push those out. But we'll be back live on March 31st with a whole new slew of guests. And we're just going to keep this amazing thing going. What a gift to have you with us tonight and always. And you, Pod Fam, listening to us later. We love you all.
Love you.
Good night.
If you enjoy The Kate and Colby Show, here are a few ways that you can support us. Subscribe to our podcast feed on whatever platform you use, and when you do, go ahead and leave us a review or rating. This will help others discover our show. Find and follow us on social media using the handle @KateandColby. And speaking of social media, we'd love it if you share our show with your friends. Everyone is looking for a great podcast recommendation, so help them and us out. Finally, if you visit us at kateandcolby.com, you can subscribe to our newsletter, learn more about us, the hosts, and discover great resources for coming more alive. The Kate and Colby Show is recorded in San Diego and produced by Holy Living Studios. Thank you for your love and support. We do this show for you, our pod fam. Until next time, be well.